Hey, Mark here. So we just have a quick bonus episode for you here. So we originally recorded this Fast and Furious Drift Draft where we drafted our favorite Fast and Furious characters. We recorded this for Movies, Films, and Flicks Facebook, and we released a video. The whole point was Fast and Furious 9 was supposed to be released on May 22nd. So we had a barbecue where we cooked food and talked about our favorite Fast and Furious characters. It was a video. But the conversation was so fun that I figured I would just release this as a podcast episode as well. So it's just a bonus episode. The sound is not great. We were outside. There's cars passing by. There's different ambient sounds. The levels are a little different, but the conversation is really fun. We pick some really weird Fast and Furious characters, and just know going into it that we recorded this outside. It's not great, but I wanted to release this as a bonus. So you could enjoy us talking about the Fast and Furious. So if you're bummed about it not coming out, you can't wait till next year. Give this Fast and Furious draft a listen to, and just enjoy. All right, cool. Well,
Right.
hey, we just wanted to get together. Got wait. Oh, that's a terrible intro, but we can't edit this out, so we're just going to keep this in. This isn't like a podcast where you can edit, but I just want to say, Fast and Furious 9 was supposed to be released. Hey, check it out. Was supposed to be released on May 22nd. And it's not. It got pushed back to 2021. So, Adam, David, Megan, and I wanted to get together, and we wanted to kind of do a draft where we pick our favorite Fast characters. Like that. This is gonna be fun, right?
Hell yeah.
All right. So here's what we're gonna
It's
do.
gonna be fast and furious.
It's gonna be Fast and Furious. So before we get going into it, I just want to know your favorite Fast movies before we get going into this draft to kind of get a feel for what we're getting into. So David, what's your favorite Fast movie?
All right, so I sent you that list, a list, I think, earlier this week. And I'm gonna actually have to pull it up because I struggle with liking six and seven, like, are basically a tie for me. So I don't remember what I put as my number one. So let's flip through this and find out.
Then you have six.
I think it's six. Like, no, it's seven. It's seven.
Seven.
Okay, and here's why. So there's two particular scenes that I love in seven. It's the car drop from the airplanes. But there, I remember having this experience when they jumped from the towers into the other tower. I had a
Oh,
moment. I
yeah.
was like, I'm never gonna see something this amazing again in the theater. Like, I literally thought that. I was like, this is done. Like, I'm done with action movies. This is the best this is going to get. So I had to pick that one, even though I think nominally six is a better film, but seven is my favorite.
They destroyed about 40 terracotta warriors during that building jump. That's billions of dollars. Just
No,
casual.
it's basically, I mean, priceless.
Yeah, there's no price on that. I love that movie. All right. Adam, what's your favorite?
All right, so I know that this rubs you a little bit the wrong way, Mark. But my favorite is four.
What?
I just rewatched four again.
So
Love it.
let me explain. Because I feel like the
This is a safe place. This is a safe place. You don't have to, you know.
I feel like the Fast movies are kind of like the Foo Fighters in that, like, the band is kind of like always kind of changing and whatnot. But you know when, like, the album where they get all, like, the original members back together, and then you feel like, oh, this is going to be something. So I feel like the first Fast movie was this, like, cultural phenomenon. Like, it happened and it was, like, incredible, and you came out of there and everybody wanted to buy a Honda Civic right away. And then two came out. And,
Unless you're
like,
from Miami, because everyone owns one already.
yeah.
Right, exactly. So you come out of two, and you're like, okay, that was different. Like, the main guy isn't there, and so it's this kind of Paul Walker story, and it's good. But it's different than the first one, and then the third one goes, like, way again. Like, it's Tokyo Drift, and I feel like four is where they got the band back together and got their rhythm, and they became the movies that we love.
And it has Han in it.
There's Han in it. It's got Dom back. Like, it's got they brought out the big guns again to, like, now we're going to follow the stories you've always wanted. It's kind of like when you watch Rise of Skywalker, and there's that moment where it's a flashback and it's Luke and Leia training to be Jedis when they're young. And I was like, that's the movie we wanted to see since Jedi. Like, that's the story I want.
I want a Babu Frick movie.
So, Babu Frick, just a sidestep. Whether people love or hate the new trilogy, Babu Frick is like a constant like high point. He's the
really. I dislike him greatly.
Oh, really?
I think he's an example of why those trilogies are bad. He's like thrown in just to sell product.
We quote Babu every day. Hey, Babu.
So good.
I think ours, I get it. I think ours, we have the same favorite, correct?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I'm Too Fast, Too Furious all day. I think it's the most focused on the car family. I think it's very Florida. I grew up in Florida, and you see the trailer parks, the highways, it's probably one of the most Florida movies ever made. I love the chemistry between Brian and Roman. I like Sookie. I like the introduction of Tej. I like that the whole thing is about Roman stealing cigar cutters from a Miami drug lord. Like, that's the stakes in this movie.
Wait, and he's hungry.
Yeah, he's hungry a lot. I love the fight in it between them. It's just fun. I don't know. I like how the family, the car family unites at the end. I love the vibe of it. Is it this isn't the best Fast movie. This is our favorite movie. So right. That's why I just want to put that out there. I don't want you slapping your head hating me. I'm not saying this is the best. So
the fact you grew up in Florida and it like reminds you of like you know the area. Like that's why I love Youngblood, because that's where I grew up.
That's right.
Oh, well, I mean, so I was going to go with number one, but real quickly. So when I was in high school, they were filming Too Fast. They shut down the highways around where we lived and people would cut school to go watch the filming of it. And it was just like a big cultural thing for us then. And then we all went to watch it in the theaters because we remembered it. And it's so, so South Florida with the music and all that fun stuff. So it's just a lot of good memories there. But I was going to go with number one just because it's a classic. I mean, it got us all invested enough to come to where we are today, this many years later, loving Fast movies, getting crazier and crazier. So it's got to be solid enough that we all bought in and wanted to be here today.
I almost blew up my four-cylinder Dodge Shadow after watching The Fast and the Furious when I left the theater. So all my buddies had fast cars. They had Eagle Talons. They had Civics. Just like souped up cars, and I had a four-cylinder.
Your first go-to was an Eagle Talon. That's amazing.
Yeah, it souped up things. But the thing is, I didn't have like any regulator on my car, so I could get that four-cylinder thing up to 80, 90 miles an hour, and it never exploded on me. So, but it's when I left that theater, I had a 40-second 0-60, but I did it.
Down, three doors down my road, a guy is selling a 1992 Dodge Shadow for $1,000.
I bought mine for $1,500 with cash from a movie theater that I worked in. Yeah, and had a hole. The windows didn't go down, and it had a hole in the convertible top, but it was mine. It was all mine.
Yeah, I had that same experience.
You did?
Yeah, I did. So I saw it opening weekend on that Friday. I was really excited for it. I think like everyone here, you probably saw a lot of movies as a teenager. Yeah. I was driving a 1991 Sunbird with four cylinders that got like max at like 60 miles an hour. It was, you could hear me coming from like 5 miles away. My mom would say like she knew I was on my way home, and I was trying to go through the parking lot just like me as fast as I could.
Yes.
So something I wanted to ask you guys about that first movie, like objectively, the first two movies are actually about Brian, and maybe like what, so like the fourth movie is really when Dom became the main character, I guess.
Wow. Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a good point. Yeah, he kind of went from being the Bodhi to being the not the what's Keanu's name in that movie? In
Johnny Break. Utah.
Johnny Utah. So yeah, it switched the focus. No, that's a good point. Yeah, he became pretty much the man in that.
It's not that he doesn't have a story arc in that first one. It's just that he's not the main character. It's Brian is the main character of the first two movies. And I remember watching that movie and how everyone was obsessed with Vin Diesel's character. And everyone's like, we just want more Vin Diesel. We don't really want Brian. And like, don't get me wrong, I like Brian well enough. You know, he has a standard San Francisco work suit, which is just a hoodie. But like, everyone really just wants more Dom.
Yeah. And I mean, now with him heading up these movies, they're making $1 billion every time. And people just show up for these movies. So how about this? Go for it, Adam.
I was going to say, to that point, I remember, so one came out. I drove there in my Cavalier, much like your Sunfire. And, you know, just you were like, this, I'm in. Then two came out, and I watched two. Now, I didn't grow up in Florida, So I was like, well, it doesn't have Vin Diesel in it. It's not the story that I wanted to see continue, but it was a good movie. But then when Tokyo Drift came out, I didn't watch it until after I'd seen 5. So I was like, I don't want this story. I thought it was just like, oh, we're going to make a different movie and put the fast branding on it to sell tickets. I was not into it. Going back now, I'm like, it's actually really good.
Han. Han, yeah. Baby.
Now it feels like it has more of a place because we've got these cinematic universes for other themes and other fandoms. So now it feels more a part of the whole thing because we're used to that concept.
And it takes you into the world of Japan. You see the stuff that you never see in Japan. I think it's a really cool flick. Like Justin Lin brought a great flair to it. I mean, I love it. So now that we've established our fast credentials, how about we do this? We're going to do a fast character draft from all 9 films. I have a number in my head. Whoever gets closest to that number gets to establish the draft order. All right? So, So David, you go first.
Oh, this is so hard. I'm going to pick 50.
50.
It's not between 1 and 10. It's just the number. Just
any number. Any number.
I'm going to pick 1,138.
Well, all right, David's the closest because it was 135. So you get to pick the draft order.
The draft order. Okay. So this is just our favorite characters, or are we like putting together a team to go steal something?
Yeah, what are we trying to accomplish here?
I think we're just putting together a crew that we love. So
that we'd roll with?
If you want to do that, that's fine. Or we can just pick the ones we love. It's up to you guys. So okay. You got closest. You pick, David.
Okay. So the number one character I'm going to pick is Owen Shaw.
Oh, no. You get to pick the draft order.
Damn it.
Before you.
Well, obviously okay. He gets the first.
Yeah.
Two.
So who's going?
Well,
I'm going first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go Megan, Adam, and then Mark.
All right. Hey, and before you make that pick, I got to do something real quick. I got to light my charcoal. Live.
We'll do it live. We are doing it live, everyone.
This is happening.
Whoa.
See, I barbecued before the call so I could feed my kids off screen.
I made a Fast and Furious hot dog. Oh. I'm going to show the camera if you guys can see it.
Did you use the indoor grill, the George Foreman?
Oh, no. I used a saute pan and water because you don't grill hot dogs. You got to use that New York water.
Ah,
this water is hot dog.
This is a all beef hot dog with everything I could find. So mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, American cheese, a pickle, potato chips, and cocktail Franks that I made beforehand.
Oh my goodness.
I wanted to put as much stuff in pot as in it as possible.
Hot dog, bro.
Yeah, because that is a furious hot dog.
And since you're part of the Award Wieners movie review podcast, these aren't wieners, but we're doing a couple chicken sausages in the background while we're doing this.
Nice.
So I wanted to honor the Award Wieners podcast.
Yeah. Can I make I'll send you photos.
Yeah. Can I take a bunny trail here for 30 seconds?
Absolutely.
Being
a Peter Rabbit trail if you want.
Oh, a Peter Rabbit trail. That's a t-shirt.
We took a 2-hour Peter Rabbit trail on one of our episodes. It's a 2-hour long Peter Rabbit episode.
Oh my goodness, did we ever. There's a term I've heard all my life, but I don't know what it means when you guys say American cheese.
Are you saying we don't have Canadian cheese?
Well, no, we just have cheese.
I mean, I'm stumped.
We have the cheese curds, I think is the most Canadian cheese.
Pasteurized product. It's a cheese byproduct of some sort. We don't question it.
We can go talk to the cows, figure it out.
But it's soft, like, mild cheese. I don't know.
Is it like
easily meltable?
I mean, there's Dutch cheese, right? There's French brie. Mm-hmm. So we just lay claim to that particular cheese and call it our own.
Okay, it always just seems so vague. It's like Montreal smoked meat. I'm like, what? Is it a horse? Is it lamb? Like, what is it?
Well, they do Nashville barbecue.
If you're probably from a different country and you come in and have American cheese, you're probably not going to like it. Let's just be honest.
No one else will take it. So we're like, American cheese. All right. You got first pick. You got the first pick, and I think I know who it is.
Yeah, of course it is. We actually had this conversation a little bit on Facebook. So my number one pick in this draft is Owen Shaw. Yeah. So and here's my reasoning for it. Out of all the characters, he's the only one to really mess up Dom. His team messed up everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even The Rock lost to Dom. Brian lost to Dom. Everyone loses in a fight to Dom. Owen took him out. And his team took out the whole team.
Yeah, I mean, Giselle died in that battle against them, right?
At the end, yeah.
He built the world's longest runway.
But mostly it's that car.
Oh, that car is bad. That car is awesome.
So I think a lot about that car and how it's basically like taken almost exactly from Robot Wars, that TV show that was on TNT.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just the wedge.
You're implied.
Yeah. And I was like, whoever wrote this just watched Robot Wars and was like, that is going to be our car now.
And I like him a lot. What, Luke Evans as an actor. I thought mm-hmm. he took the role. Like he wasn't overly serious about it. I respected him as a heavy.
Yeah.
Dude was bad. And he also opened up the door for Statham and Scyther and Charlize Theron. He was the first like heavy guy, I would say.
And I like that.
Still kicking around.
He went about like 13% Clint Eastwood, which is a nice throwback, which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah. You can't go more than 14% Clint Eastwood. And he picked the perfect amount.
Right there.
And he went British Clint Eastwood just to like, really give it that international edge.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Megan, you're up. Who's your first pick?
I'm going to go with Air Marshal Dinkley from Hobbs and Shaw. As Mark said when we were discussing some of the movies recently, he really delivers on everything he says he's going to do. And he's got some witty comebacks. I mean, he commits for these guys. He has calls in bathrooms and gets planes for them. So,
and he calls them out on the plane?
If you need a guy on your squad who's going to get shit done.
Dinkley. And I love how he called him out. He's special forces. Like, yeah, I dig it. I like that those nerdy characters in not the nerdy characters, but like Locke, and then you have Dinkley. They're real capable people. They're just mm-hmm. weird. And I love that about them.
I was blown away when I saw that cameo in the theater. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Another A-list actor?
Perfect.
Especially after the Ryan Reynolds moment, we were like, exactly. Oh, that's one thing. Yeah. We did it again. They got me twice.
We loved. What is that? What's the movie with?
Central Intelligence.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
Just, they like each other so much. And then we saw them on Graham Norton, and they just play so well together that...
Jumanji.
It was a good callback, yeah.
All right, so we got Owen Shaw and Dinkley. Dinkley.
Yeah.
What's your pick, Adam?
I'm going to go with Vince.
Hmm.
Because, nice. Because in the midst of every operation, every scheme, every plan, there's always like... a weak link in a betrayal. And if you know who that's going to be going in, it removes all the work. And so Vince is not a team player. I know he's going to be the guy that lets us down, but he's going to be on someone's team. So you put him there, and the devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
Yeah. And he comes through at the end. He just catches a bullet.
Yeah. No, he gets his comeuppance. I'm just saying, it's good to know where your weakness lies.
Yeah. Talk about like such a big difference between that character in the first movie and the fourth movie. Like some of his lines in the first movie are cringy today. But when you get to him to the fourth movie, he's like, oh, he's definitely matured and more likable. Cause I couldn't stand him in that first movie when I rewatched it last week.
I love the fight with him and Brian.
Him in the first movie, to me, what defines his character is at the party, he's just for some reason playing a very specific guitar. He's playing like a Gibson Zakk Wylde signature Les Paul, which is like a $5,000 guitar.
He stole it.
Which means that like he can't just be like a part-time player. And also, have you ever been to a party where there's some guy kind of playing guitar the whole time, but like not playing a song that you can sing along with? He's just there being irritating. So I hated him for that, but I'm like, he must have band aspirations to have an instrument of that quality. What's that story? I want to know about his failed band.
Who taught him? That'd be a miserable job.
Right?
Young Vince teaching him how to play guitar?
Yeah, it's not like people were learning everything on YouTube back then.
No, you needed to have like a Dewey.
Well, you know it was a new metal band too.
Oh yeah.
One of the things about Vince that I think is really underappreciated is that in the first movie, he's the one jumping from the car to the moving truck. He is much more capable than people think he is. Because everyone remembers like Dom like doing stuff, but it's Vince who's like the one putting himself on the line. He's the one climbing out of the car, shooting the thing, jumping across it.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, Vince has always wanted to be Dom's favorite. That's his lot in life. Yeah. I want to be Dom's boy. And that's why he's still threatened by Brian.
Brian comes along. He's like, nah, not sorry, Vince. Get out here.
All right. So I'm going to hijack this one with my pick. And I'm going to say the truck driver from Fast and Furious. Not the Fast and the Furious, but the Fast and Furious, the one with the iguana.
I knew it.
Now, this guy, okay, let's not take for granted that he's driving a massive truck through these mountains. He is a very capable truck driver. So he's getting these things through. Also, he doesn't leave his iguana behind. He realizes he's in trouble, and he knows what he has to do, and he executes, and he saves that iguana. I looked online, and that iguana was actually sold for a decent amount of money. It's a prop. There was a movie prop. And so I was going to buy it, but no, it sold. But no, I mean, listen, this guy, he protected his iguana. He's a good truck driver. I respect him. I have a lot of respect for this guy because for some reason they gave him an iguana. Yeah. Why? But I love little character moments like that. So that's my number one pick.
All right.
Truck driver with the iguana.
We're doing how many? 5?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that scene is so underrated in all of the Fast and Furious because it's the start of a new trilogy. So like the first 3 is about racing and then the next X are about saving the world, basic superhero movies. And that scene reestablishes everything from the first movie right away. It's like, oh, Dom is more badass than normal. Letty is more badass than normal. They're still stealing trucks. Like everything about that scene, I absolutely love.
Han is there.
Yeah, and I was going to pick that guy, Mark, too. So I got to get a new one.
Snipe, first snipe of the day.
So it's up to you. We can either do a snake draft where we go, like, so I pick one now and we work our way down, or we just go all the way through, like, you, Megan, Adam, me, you, Megan, Adam. So whatever you want. You pick the correct number, David. So what do you want to do?
I would do a snake draft. I think that's the only appropriate thing.
So it's mine?
Yeah.
I'm taking the truck driver from the Fast and Furious.
Well, let's not call it a snake draft. Let's call it a drift draft.
A drift draft.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, drift around. Yeah.
This truck driver defeated the gang. He took them out. You know, nowadays you have Cypher and all these huge crews, and they're wiping them out with no problem. Hobbs and Shaw, they're falling 200 yards and being totally fine with it. But this truck driver in the first Fast and Furious wiped out the crew, beat the living daylights out of them, and he kept driving. That's
the whole team going to be truckers? Are you going to have a convoy team?
I'm planning on it now. I didn't think I'd get these first two. So I gotta really readjust my strategy here. But I think that this guy is one of the most underrated characters in the franchise because he defeated the gang with no problems. He wasn't freaking out. That truck was driving in a straight line. This guy was shooting shotgun shells, reloading it, and driving a big rig while under attack. Like, that's a good driver right there, and he won. So that's my second pick.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good pick.
All right, who's your second?
I'm going to go Han. Han's my second pick. And I just feel like he is maybe the most capable person, but the less arrogant person on the whole franchise. Like, Dom knows that he's Dom. Hobbs knows that he's Hobbs. Both Shaws know that they're... But, like, Han is just kind of understated, but I feel like he can accomplish anything I need him to do. He's a jack of all trades.
This is the coolest character. The way he takes care of Sean in the third one, and the fourth one he's laid back, and the fifth one him and Giselle have that great relationship, and the sixth one he probably has the best fight in the franchise.
He reminds me a lot of Brian. He's very laid back. He's got sort of that California vibe. He's just real chill. Rolls with the punches.
Dude's awesome.
Capable.
Yeah. Man, he's even better now. He's back.
Oh, baby. Gosh. You know, I had a really hard time watching Hobbs and Shaw because I'm like, this idiot killed Han. Yeah. And then when I learned that Han was alive, I'm like, I can love Hobbs and Shaw now. Because Shaw must have, I don't know.
I'd love to see the footage of Mark in the theater watching Hobbs and Shaw, but just being like bitter the whole time.
Yeah.
Just like angry. Yeah, Megan was trying to make it easy. Do you want like a milk dud or some popcorn? And she's like, not now, Megan. It's like really angry.
It was definitely a battle.
I was mad. I'm that much of a fast nerd. I was mad. I did not like it. But dude's chill. He's always eating. He's like the Brad. He's like the Rusty of this crew from Ocean's 11. He's the Brad Pitt of this crew. Always eating. Yeah.
Yeah, we watched that, Code 9? Code 8?
Oh, yeah, Code 8 on Netflix. Han's in it. Sung Kang is in it.
Looking real skinny.
And also, Sung Kang is in Better Luck Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that's his character. So if you watch Better Luck Tomorrow, you'll see Han in that as well.
Like as Han?
That's Justin Lin's first movie. And Han's in it.
Oh, a secret prequel.
Yeah. All right, Megan, who's your second?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Hattie Shaw.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's my favorite badass good girl. I mean, well, on the protagonist side of these stories, she's just capable, you know? She can build a really awesome gun safe in her house by herself with no help. And she's smart. She's impulsive. She's cool.
There's no drama with her, too. You have Hobbs and Shaw. They're 50-year-old men, and at the end they realize, "Oh, we should work together." And the whole time, she's just like, "Guys, like I'm going to die and the world's going to end."
It was a real Batman versus Superman situation where if you guys had a 30-second conversation, this would be over in half an hour.
And she's just dealing with all that. I love it.
And she has a virus inside her.
Mm-hmm. She's cool. And she's good at Mission Impossible Fallout.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Excellent. We talked about this a little bit, Mark, like how there's no other franchise really from the late 2000s that's still kicking around other than Mission Impossible and Fast and Furious.
And she's part of both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Scream.
Have you guys watched the first Mission Impossible recently?
I love it. It's my favorite.
About a year ago, we watched it.
I watched it the other night and I was like, it was a slow burn, that movie.
De Palma, baby.
Yeah,
that's right. It was him.
Well, the shots are a lot different. The whole thing just looks different from the rest of the franchise.
It's very noir. And then the second one goes full John Woo. And you're like, what?
Yeah. What's no, this the whole, those movies are so like inconsistently different that I went back to the first one, I was like, oh yeah, this is a whole different thing.
They're still awesome. I love them so much.
Not bad. I'm just saying it's a slow burn.
I love the first one's my favorite. All right, who's up next?
All right, I'm up for this draft, this drift draft. I'm not shocked by this, but I'm gonna pick Deckard Shaw because love Jason Statham. I absolutely love that character. And what I'm not surprised by is that the Shaws are going early.
Yeah.
First round picks.
Yeah, absolutely. They are 100% first round picks. I actually struggled between Deckard and Owen. I think Deckard is probably more capable than Owen, but Owen's the only one who's actually got it done.
But you got them both, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's hopefully they can work together, but you never, you don't know.
We don't know much of Owen's backstory, but we do know that Deckard was Special Forces or MI6, and just we know how capable he is. But his comedic timing is just so good.
So good. That baby scene in the eighth one. Oh, my God.
What do you call that, Uncle Statham?
Yeah, he becomes a mass murderer in the seventh one. He kills 47 cops. And then in the eighth one, you just think, oh, Uncle Statham. Like, this is my buddy. Like, he's Uncle Statham.
Well, in the banter when they're in the car hangar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just the back and forth between him and The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. When I saw that at the end of six, when he made that cameo at the after credits, I lost my mind because I love Statham. I absolutely love how funny he is. But then I had this thought. I was like, Vin Diesel, what are you doing? You're having the spotlight being stolen from you. Not only do you have The Rock, who is extremely charismatic and an actual athlete, you have Statham, who is an Olympic athlete. Like, what are you doing?
But so, then we realize he's a genius because we got Hobbs and Shaw.
That's true. That's very true. Vin
Diesel, man, he's brought in some big names into this franchise. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's why I hate all these behind-the-scenes fights, because like Vince is, like, Vin Diesel's the one who brought him in. It's a bummer.
So yeah. I was when I Great saw killer. Statham in that after-credit scene, for like 6 months, I was just hoping and praying that the character was Frank from Transporter, and that was going to cross those two
years. Oh!
That would be awesome.
And then it was, he was just doing a job. It was just like, that's what I had. I don't ask questions. I follow my rules. And I was like, that would have been a sweet bridge. Because then you would have had that sweet, like, French police captain involved in Hobbs and Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is another franchise that could cross over?
No, Galaxy Quest.
What? What?
The Thermians come to Earth, and they love the Fast and Furious movies. They're under attack by these speedster aliens. They get the cast of Fast and Furious, take them to space, and so Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson, like all these characters, Tyrese, all these people, Michelle Rodriguez, and then they have to pretend like they're the Fast characters and help the Thermians. Guys,
literally... There is a procession of muscle cars driving by my house right now, going to a car show at the beach. Because I live 3 minutes from the beach, and it just you can hear the rumble when you listen to it back. It was just like 26. There was like a Charger and a Challenger, and then I was like, "What is it? They're coming to my house!" But they didn't.
They know. The broadcast
right now.
That's the insane idea. I just wanted to throw that out there. That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard you say. I'm down for it, but it is insane.
Wouldn't it be perfect?
Has any franchise been better after introducing the concept of space?
Jason X.
So has any franchise been better?
No, Jason X was better than the ones before it. Mecha Jason?
I don't know, man. Jason X is a pretty rough watch.
I like
Jason
Die Hard 6.
Jason Takes Manhattan. Just remember that, how bad that was in the ending of the child who maybe is in her mind or not. And then juxtapose that with Jason X.
If you take the worst of the franchise, it wasn't Jason X. But I don't think it was a step forward. Even like Moonraker in the James Bond franchise felt weird.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a lot right there.
Marvel?
Marvel,
Guardians of the Galaxy was a whole step above.
Yeah, and you've got Doctor Strange. He went to space to battle his bad guy, or another dimension.
Yeah.
All right.
The franchise that I thought I wanted to throw out there was: what if Fast and Furious crossed over with John Wick?
Ooh.
Because it feels like they're touching. They're like kissing cousins.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I live my... Who wins?
John Wick.
Dom Toretto. You think... But in the fourth Fast and Furious film, Dom gets shot in the shoulder. And he just looks at the guy who does it and then pulverizes him.
I mean, John Wick fell off a building.
Yeah, it's true.
John Wick also wouldn't miss and hit him in the head.
Yeah.
John
Wick would annihilate him.
I'm convinced that John Wick 4 is going to do one continuous shot of just him killing people for an hour and a half. No cuts.
The truck driver from the first Fast and Furious versus John Wick.
John Wick. Mark, you can't buff up your team mid conversation by just saying like he could beat John Wick.
All right, third pick. David.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to pick a character that I think is vastly underrated, completely underrated, and that's Sookie from the second one.
Oh, that was mine!
I knew it. And
she's
the best. She is. She's really good. Here's the thing. Like, I don't love Fast and Furious 2. I don't think the ending makes any sense, and I think the acting is bad. However, I think it's almost a 180-degree, like, turn in the franchise. Like, the first one is hyper-masculine, almost to the point that, like, it could be off-putting. And the second one introduces this as like all-female group of racers who are incredibly competent that we haven't seen replicated throughout the rest of the series.
Yeah. And she's chill. She's just part of the gang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hanging out, fits right in.
Yeah.
She puts her, like, she might get arrested for them too by when her and Tej drive those cars away.
Mm-hmm. And I know I'm ragging on it. Like, I still like it. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's not I think it just doesn't make sense. Like I haven't had someone explain to me how the ending of that movie works, because it's like there's a car chase where they're killing a bunch of cops, but they're the good guys. Were they trying to steal the money? I don't understand the ending, and I just have to sit back and watch it.
It's just Florida. That's what happens every day in Florida.
Florida. Okay. Just Florida.
There are ejection seats, so we'll go with that.
Ejecto cito, cuz.
Amazing.
Right, who's up now? Megan?
Yeah. So I'm going to cast someone, or I'm going to pick someone more out of wishful storytelling for the future, and that's Magdalene Shaw, Helen Mirren. I'm speaking it into existence. I want her to be in these series more. She's so funny. Helen Mirren, just a fantastic actress. I would love to see how they can use her more. I want to see her drive a car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But like an 87 Lotus.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Like a classy old British car.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's amazing that the Shaws are gone. We picked all the Shaws.
I know. Oh, yeah. Like you and I picked all the Shaws.
Yeah, well,
if you're watching this in a couple weeks, we're going to release an episode. So we have a thing on Movies, Films, and Flicks called Fake Flicks. And so far, Adam and I have made up Sharks in Sweden and the Sunset Shark Club. We're doing a movie called Accelerate, which is a prequel to Fast and Furious. And it's where Helen Mirren meets the parents of the Shaws, played by Clint Eastwood and Hulk Hogan.
Check out the movie poster. Adam is fantastic.
It's look out for that. It's going to be a prequel to the Fast movies called Accelerate.
Yeah.
No, but I love when she, in Hobbs and Shaw, she takes off her chains and she's just, she's supposed to be in prison for 3 weeks, but she's in there for like 5 years because of bad behavior. That's why I kind of love it.
I like that her son tells her she's losing it if she wasn't able to escape.
Yeah. I dig it.
But it's a great comeback. She's like, it's a vacation.
Yeah.
She probably rules that place in there.
And then her supposedly upstanding children with their expunged records bring her away to break out of prison. It's pretty amazing.
It's also like, I feel like no Shaw is anywhere that Shaw doesn't intend to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're in the hospital with Owen.
maybe he intended that. Maybe he wanted to get his brother back.
You wait till the next movie. It'll all come full circle.
There you go.
So it turns Owen's going to die, right? Like,
So it turns out Owen was fine, but he went into that hospital because all those police were evil. And so he knew his brother would come to see him. And so all those cops that he murdered were bad cops. And those doctors, they were part of the 12.
All those doctors, what was happening in that hospital was they were doing the early stages of that virus research for the Hobbs and Shaw virus.
Yeah.
Did you say they were part of the 12? Did we just bring Killing Eve into this?
Yeah, I brought the show Killing Eve into it. Yeah, so that's it. They were doing research for the virus. And
the show.
Yeah, and they knew it. You're welcome. I want to be associate producer on this movie here.
I think we essentially are at this point in time.
All right, am I up next?
No, yes. I'm up next.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
My next pull is my boy Jesse.
Oh.
Jesse.
I feel like he never got his shake. And if we can bring Han back, we can bring Jesse back.
Yeah.
No one's dead forever. And I feel like he was the heart of that first movie.
He was, yeah.
Right? So my team's got to have some hearts. Jesse's going to be why Vince is an okay guy on my team.
I love his story, too. His dad's in prison. He just wants to have some cars for him and his dad when he gets out.
So here's the thing. In this movie, this team we're doing, where Jesse's in it, his dad gets out of prison. Who plays his dad?
Oh, wow. Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant.
I mean, that would be great. I was thinking Sean Bean.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh.
Sean Bean.
He lives.
Who is the guy who played the character with the mohawk in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Michael Rooker?
Yeah, Michael. Why isn't Michael Rooker in this
Fast
series?
He's in Fast 9.
What, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He could be his dad.
There you go.
Jesse's dad is Michael Rooker.
Wow.
Oh, man, I love it.
He calls him Pop, like Mary Poppins, as an inside joke.
Oh, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, so I got my third pick here.
Third and fourth.
I'm going Roman. Roman from Too Fast, Too Furious. First of all, he never lost to the truck driver in the first one, and he never lost to the truck driver in the fourth one. All right? He's so he has nothing to do with those debacles. Right? Roman...
on a flawless record.
He is just he's the comedic relief. He never goes too far over the top. He's always like him. I think him and I love the chemistry between him and Brian. And if you think about him as a character, he showed up in 5 ready to help. So he always complains, but he's always there. Mm-hmm. And I like that about him. He's not what my favorite part of the Fast movies are not the characters who are bulletproof. I like Brian. I like Han. I like Giselle, I like Letty, people who can get hurt, people who aren't like the big guys. And I just dig Roman. He complains a lot. He has fun. He's funny. I love when The Rock shoots the vending machine so he can eat chips. Like, it's Roman all day. It's got to be Roman. So I'm taking Roman in my squad.
So, Mark, we chatted about this. My favorite Roman scene is the car scene when he's being dragged across the Arctic by the car door.
Yes.
It's a great scene. But I refer to it as Roman's magic car door because it's because it's one bulletproof, but not carpoon proof.
Yeah. The logic in these movies are insane, and I think it's perfect. Like, yeah, these GPS systems will parachute your cars perfectly where they need to go. Cool. I get it. It works.
I think the writer was like, what is his name? Gary or something? He's just like,
Neil.
Yeah, Neil. He's like, yeah, here we go.
I think they applied the Looper logic, right? Where Bruce Willis
says,
and he's like, I'm not explaining time travel to you. Let's move on. Like, he's just like, he says directly into the camera lens, it's fake science. Don't worry about it.
Get over yourself. I'm not doing this.
Doesn't he want to take a leadership role in that one? Mm-hmm. He claims credit for the plan.
He comes up with that plan, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Fix the Lambo.
All right. So my next one is Leon, who's Johnny Strong in The Fast and the Furious. Mm. He's like the one guy who hasn't come back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bring him back. Why not?
Did you read anything about why he didn't come back?
No, I guess he didn't have to come back in 2, then 3. He wasn't that big of a thing. I don't know if he would have fit into 4 because they killed off Letty. But he would have helped in 4.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about that guy is when they pull up to the restaurant that serves tuna fish, no crust, he's the guy who's running a shotgun in Vince's car. And
how can he be in
the game riding a shotgun? Like, wow. What is he wrong?
Well, he doesn't do anything bad. Right? Yeah, Are you saying he rides shotgun because he's like equal with Dom, or he gets shotgun? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just don't think they trust him with his own car.
Oh.
I mean, he has his own car because he's the lookout. And in the opening race and at the end, he's the one who goes back and help Letty. So I read about that actor, and he was like, in his mind, Leon didn't come back because in the first movie, he was like, I think this is a bad idea. We shouldn't rob this trucker, this tank that basically wrecks everyone. Yeah. Yeah, and essentially he just says, like, he just got out of the business because he knew it was dangerous in his mind. But then the actor was also like, I really want to come back, so, like, please hire me.
Guys, please, successful movies of all time, I want to be in those.
Yeah.
I'll make some bad decisions for that.
I'm very happy with my squad.
I'm very happy with Leon. That's a good pick.
How many did you have?
I have 4 right now. I have the 2 truck drivers, Roman and Leon. So, Adam, you're up now.
All right, I'm going to go with the Home Improvement kid from Too Fast or from Tokyo Drift.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've seen what Han can do with an impressionable youth that wants to go fast. So imagine that kid with his dad's money and his Dodge Viper under the tutelage of Han.
Wow.
Unstoppable.
I like that he was almost close to tears during some of these races. Like, he looked like he was going to cry.
Yeah.
This bully. And it made him a little more human. Like, this kid is really sort of messed up inside.
There were points in that where I was, like, rooting for him. Because it's like, why are you driving through buildings and stuff right now, man? Just run the race.
Yeah. He's met, his girl. Like, he's a high school kid, right? He's probably mixed up. He's not an adult. I mean, he's a jerk.
Career.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big high school, and he seems to be the star athlete.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's my pick on my team. He's dripping with potential.
Oh, brother. All right, Meg?
I'm going to go with Ramsey, Natalie Emanuel from what was she in, 6 and 7?
6 and 7 and 8.
Okay, 6
No, seven. 7 and 8.
There. She, well, I like the personal story that Vin Diesel wanted to bring her in. He wanted, he really supports diverse actors. And then she posted this video on her Instagram a couple of years ago about how he flew out to help her celebrate her birthday in, I think, New York or somewhere. And just that kind of support for this group of people who make these crazy movies that we all love is just really awesome. And then she's great. I mean, we loved her in Game of Thrones. She's a good ad. You've got, I love girl geeks. I love that she's a tech girl in this crazy fast world and that they fully support that.
I like when Tej and Roman are always hitting on her and she's like, what's my last name? And it just shuts it all down immediately. And then they went, oh, okay, yeah, we're being bad. This isn't good.
That's a great line, though. And he's like, it's going to be Miss Parker.
Yeah, that is a good one.
All right. Final pick? Do you have your final pick right now, David? Or you're on your fourth, right?
So this would be my fourth and fifth.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so my heart, my brain wants me to pick Luke Hobbs. I'm going to just throw that out there. But my heart wants me to pick Letty.
You mean so Rebecca.
I'm picking Letty. I'm picking
Letty.
Yeah, Letty. I'm taking Letty because I think she's underrated as just a complete badass in the series. Like, she is a badass in the series, but, like, I think people don't realize how awesome she is. Like, that scene in the sixth one when she goes toe-to-toe with the actor who was a UFC fighter and who's in The Mandalorian. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
So Gina Carano, and then she fought Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, yeah. I love her scenes, and I also love her as an actor. So I have to pick her, even though, you know, I think Luke would probably be the right choice.
She also has the best
shoes out. What, Adam?
She has the best shoes of the franchise.
that's true.
She blanks that dude out in the Fast and the Furious too, which I love. Yeah. And then in the Fate of the Furious, she's the only one that can keep up with Dom.
Mm-hmm. She's the new crew leader without Brian.
Yeah, I dug that. And she was the only one that knew what was going on. That was cool. So you got big pressure on you, man. This is your final pick.
I do. Okay, so I think I'm sniping one from you, Mark. I'm taking Mr. Nobody.
No!
Oh, no!
That was it.
Yeah, and I'm taking him for one reason only.
One minute.
The scene where it's in the sixth one when he's fighting Deckard and it's in the dark and he just turns his sunglasses to night mode.
Yeah,
I lost my shit in the theater when that happened.
He just starts wiping people out.
And he loves some belt spears.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and I'm picking him also because he has a lot of resources. So my idea is, like, he is the Professor X just sending out the rest of the team to go do stuff.
I love it. And who carries those kegs around for him?
Little Nobody.
His lackey. Yeah.
He's so high up that he gets Belgian kegs brought around. Belgian beer kegs brought around to every location he's at. Perfect. I love it. And, you know, Hobbs respects him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't. If you get the respect of Hobbs, that means you're legit. And Hobbs likes him. I love it. Kurt Russell, MFF favorite. Oh, man.
Excellent. You just robbed all of us.
Yeah, you did.
That's all crazy, right, that he went so low.
Yeah. My truck driver's got in the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all tried to go with stuff that other people weren't going to steal, so.
Yeah.
Smart picks make it last.
All right, Meg.
I am going to go with Gina Carano's Riley from the fifth movie.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Listen, good for her for taking this movie. I'm glad to see her in some big stuff, even happier to see her in The Mandalorian this past year, but no one in these movies could actually beat her up. Let's all acknowledge that.
Yeah. In a real fight, Gina Carano will probably beat up Vin Diesel. So, I like her character too.
But I'm glad that they go out and they enlist badasses like Gina Carano and Ronda Rousey and Joe Taslim, people who can actually fight. That just speaks to them. That's really cool that they're out there getting true fighters.
Yeah, and the guy from Ong Bak. Let's not forget him.
Johnny Jaa.
Yeah.
Luigi Chan.
Yeah, I thought he was a little bit underutilized, but he is amazing in the film still.
His fights with Paul Walker, too slow. Oh, man, I love that scene. It's perfect. right, Adam, who you got?
All right, so for my last pick, I had a threesome that I was going to pick from. I was like, it's going to be one of these three. And so one was Mr. Nobody, which has just been blown out of the water. Like, that's gone. And then I was like, do I want to have Locke on my team? I don't know. Like, I think he'd be good for laughs, but maybe get irritating. Like, you know, like one of those friends you have who's good to hang out with for 15 minutes or so. And then you're just like, you need to leave now. So, but I'm going to go this way. And I think one of the things that Mark and I love doing in our episodes is fantasy casting. I think that's maybe one of our strengths. So I'm going to go with Tom Holland as Brian's son.
Ooh. What?
So he's like, you can't make choices for me, Dad. You and Mom are out of the life, but I have it in my blood. And then he's going to join my team of Han and the youngsters here as the next Fast and the Furious, the Next Generation.
Nice. Wow. That's a deep pull. I like it.
I can't wait for people to see these lists and just think, what?
Jack? What? Is his name Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. Jack O'Connor.
Jack O'Connor.
Don't they name one of their kids after Dom?
Dom's Brian.
The new baby is named after Dom, right?
Tom Holland could go in any franchise right now. Any franchise. Probably. Anything.
Right? 100%.
Yeah, he just did Onward.
Yeah. The kid's too likable. I got the last pick. Wow. Brixton still on the board?
Yeah.
Black Superman. Mm-hmm. We got Joe Taslim from Six. Him mm-hmm. and Han and Roman had the best fight in the entire franchise. Louis Tran. We haven't talked about Rico and Tego.
Mm-hmm.
I love those guys. Oh, man. But I don't know. I'm going to go weird. I'm just going to put a really weird one on my list that I have right here. And I'm just going to say Madame M from Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, my gosh.
She got them a jet.
Yeah.
She's sitting there torturing all these people. And she's in Bloodshot, Isa Gonzalez, and we love that movie. Mm-hmm. And she's a Baby Driver. Those are two like awesome movies. So I'm going to go with her. And also, this doesn't something nice. She asked, she got the role, and she didn't get the role, but they were considering her. And she went to Vin Diesel, and she said, hey, is it cool if I'm in Hobbs and Shaw? And Vin's like, yeah, make your career. You're the best. Like, you're going to crush it. So I feel like that brought the world, the fast world peace. I think she kind of bridged peace between Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel because they've made up since then. But I don't know. She's like, she got him jets. She has a bunch of technology. And I like when they're arguing when they're leaving her place and she's just shaking her head like, these guys are idiots. So I dig that she runs this like Russian thing that kills gangsters. So I got my truck drivers who can drive. So my team's in trouble. I got Leon. I got Roman. And then I got her. So I need one capable person. I need bankroll. Because my truck drivers and Roman and Leon aren't bankrolling anything. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's why I'm adding Madame N for her resources. So that's my you know, Hail Mary to make my strong squad stronger. My squad stronger. Madame N. And watch Bloodshot. Bloodshot's underrated.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Listen to our episode about it. It's an excellent thing. So, all right. A scale of 1 to 10, what's your team? What would you give your team? Adam?
I'm going to give it a 7. But only because with asterisks, I'm going to give it a 7 with the potential to be an 11 because, again, it's these young guys that need to be trained. It's all about potential, my team.
David, what's your team?
My team's in a 10 by far. Like my weakest link is Sookie, and she's awesome. Are you kidding me?
I was reading some article on The Ringer about her, and they're just talking about her awesome hair and like her tan. She looks like a Florida person in that. Like this lady loves Sookie. Like, I love what she wrote about that character. Megan, what's your team?
I'm going to give my team an 11 out of 10. I mean, it's pretty solid. I've got a fighter. I've got a computer tech person who can take care of herself. I've got another fighter and government agent. I've got the resources in Dinkley, and I've got a criminal mastermind in Magdalene Shaw. I don't know. It's a bunch of unbeatable ladies in Dinkley.
Yeah, those four equal 11, 100%, or 5, 100%.
I'm a 4.
But I would say this, though. Your team is the most employable.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. That's funny. They could get jobs in shops and driving.
Yeah, like, in this current global situation, they're the most employable characters.
I mean, think about it. This guy loves his lizard so much, he saves it. The other guy defeats all of them. Brian's just a great friend. You know, then you get, I even forgot my guy's name, Leon.
That's what he says you can bring to the table. Like, what can you add to our team? I'm a good friend.
Yeah, exactly. And then
I'm a Hufflepuff.
I think I would just give it all to Madame M and let her take care of it.
Yeah.
And then just let them eat at her house.
I feel like, so I'll say this. Of all the movies, I want to see Mark's movie the most. Only because I feel like very intense things would be going on. And then there'll be the guy with the lizard on his shoulder just kind of like wide-eyed. And be like, what is happening right now? Like, what have I got myself into?
So, I feel like I made the Ocean's 8 of Fast movies.
Yeah, you got a good one.
Yeah, you do.
You got Hatch. All right, well, this was fun, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Or us.
Thank you.
This has been great.
All right, cool. Now, if you could add a sixth character, who would it be? Lightning round, real fast.
You mean the Nas?
Yeah, the Nas.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Nas. Okay.
Right.
The Nas. I'm sold.
Lightning round, Brixton.
Oh, Brixton?
Yeah, Brixton. Yeah, that's the best choice.
I'm doing Joe Taslim, because wasn't he driving the tank that was killing everybody and he beat up Han and Roman?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go with Johnny Tran.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's deadly.
He's got a whole access to another world we're not even aware of yet.
Yeah. Yakuza, right? He's Japanese?
Yeah. If Dom doesn't go to his side of town, that's a serious, that's like a credible nod.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the Nas from you? Is that yours?
Here's a question. Did none of us pick Dom?
None of us picked Dom. I think
none of us picked Dom. You know what? I'm just picking Dom. Or yeah. Well, Brian is a good character, but he's kind of boring.
Wow, so no one picked Dom.
I'm picking Dom for my Nas.
Okay, so you got Dom. All right, this was fun. But well, thank you guys for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
No, this is great.
All right, cool, guys. We'll see you later.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.